Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Praise the Lord, dear beloved. This is Ruth Nabia from Daughter of Zion. This morning we are bringing you a word of encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. And our word this morning is the waiting and the how factor. The waiting and the how factor. It's a word of encouragement to you. Anyone who is waiting upon the Lord, we want to encourage you to keep waiting, for the Lord's words are true and amen. Praise the Lord. Before we go ahead, I want us to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning. I give you all the glory. I bless your holy name. I thank you for the life of my listeners, O God. I thank you for my life, O God, this morning. Thank you for the ministry, O God, and all that listens. Father, let this word coming out be a blessing and be a strength into somebody's heart. Those that are waiting upon you this morning, let them receive this word and know that you are God. You are a yes and amen God. You never fail. You never lie. It is impossible for you to lie. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor this morning, Lord Jesus. I honor you. I bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for thy word. Thank you, God, for being our shield. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, I am praying. I ask that, Lord, let my word be acceptable unto you, and let the words that are coming forth be of you and not my own will. Unto your name be the glory and all honor. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And our title is the how and the waiting and the how factor. The waiting and the how factor. I had this message about 3 weeks ago, but I am preaching it today. I already preached it on another media, so I said, let me share it with my friends here on Blog Talk Radio. Somebody needs this message. And it's all about God's promises. When God promises, when he says he will bless you, he will surely bless you. And I had this message from when God told Abraham that he will bless him, Genesis 15, verses 3 and 4. I'm going to read that. And he says, and Abraham said, since you have given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir. Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this man will not be your heir, but one who shall come forth from your own body. He shall be your heir. This word, this came after when God said he will bless Abraham. And multiplying, he will multiply him, and in blessing, he will bless him. He will bless him. The whole earth will be his descendant. So Abraham's idea was that Eliezer was going to inherit or be the heir. And God said, no, Eliezer will not be your heir, but your own son, somebody from your own blood, will be your heir. And when God said that, Sarah also knew that, and they were waiting. They knew they have been aged, they knew they have passed childbearing, and so how are they going to do it? And as they were waiting, Sarah, Genesis 16 verse 2, Sarah, after some years, he said, now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had, I'm reading Genesis chapter 16 verses 1 through 3, so that we'll pick up something right there. Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, and she had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abraham, Now, behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children through her. And Abraham listened to the voice of Sarah. Abraham listened to the voice of Sarah. That's very, very important here for this message coming. Abraham listened because God has promised him that he will bear children out of his own body. And the human factor of Abraham made him listen to Sarah. So if Abraham knew the plan, God said, I'll bless you. But he didn't describe God's plan. It's not our plan. And when he says he will bless you, do not force a Hagar into your blessing or the situation. Do not look at how old or how horrible the situation is. This is what I want to put to somebody this morning, that when God says he will bless you, do not try to think or imagine how the plan is going to be, because you never know the plans of God. He doesn't tell you that this is how exactly. He says, I will bless you. So you, all we need to do is wait on the Lord. All we need is wait upon him. We cannot plan or overtake the Lord in his plan, in time of blessing. We cannot change his time. When God told Abraham, yes, as I've read already, when he said, I will bless you, this is what happened. And that is why he listened to Sarah. So this morning, if you are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio, the Lord says he will bless you. Every word in the Holy Book is true and amen. When God says, I will bless you, when God even passed through a prophet to prophesy into your life that he will bless you, he will surely bless you. But our appointed time has not come. His time is not our time. And even if there's a kind of thing showing up in your way, you don't choose that, or don't think that is even the blessing, because how God says he will bless you, your imagination cannot beat it. Your understanding cannot perceive it. The Lord's blessing is totally different from our human thinking. So I will bring this word this morning to encourage you that the Lord says he will bless you. Yes, he will bless you. We encourage you to wait upon the Lord in his own time. And I want to read Luke before I go to Habakkuk. And in Luke 2, when the angel visited Mary and told her, the most favored one, the Lord has favored you. I am reading Luke chapter 1, verses 30 to 34. The angel said to her, Mary, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor before God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over all the house, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Hallelujah. And the main word we are picking from Luke chapter 1, 30 to 34 is verse 34. The verse 34 as to what the message that I'm giving this morning. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be? How can this be since I am a virgin? The Lord said, you are favored. You are going to bear a son of God. And the how question. So that is how we picked our sermon title. That the how, the waiting, and the how. The Lord told Abraham, I will bless you. So it was for Abraham and Sarai to wait and not to bring a maid or a somebody else to make it, to be in place of what? The blessing that God said, because our plans is not God's way. And this is 34, Mary also asked when the Lord visited her through the angel Gabriel, and said, you are favored. God is going to bless you, and you are going to bear a child of Israel, a king of the whole earth, Jesus. And Mary also asked how. And as humans as we are, we are false. I mean, we are false most of the time. But this morning, I want you to think about this word coming from Genesis chapter 15, verses 2 to 4 that we read. You can read the whole chapter 15. And then Genesis chapter 16, verses 1 to 4, also were how Sarah thought she was so old and pushed Hagar to Abraham. And Abraham also allowed that to happen because he also knew or thought that my wife is past childbearing and didn't wait on the Lord. He didn't wait on the Lord. The Lord is an all-possible God. He makes the barren conceive at when they are past age. He used the foolish things of this world to conform the wise. He makes useless things to become possible. That is why he says, I am the Lord of hosts. He is God, and before him there is nobody. So this morning we want to encourage you, if you listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, that our God is true and he never lies. The scripture says that it is impossible for God to lie. It is we, the human beings, or the human body, when we allow the body to control us, when we allow the flesh to be in the control, then we are not able to wait, or we give up on God. You may be sick. The Lord says, do not give up, because when it's left with 1 minute for you to even pass away, you will see his glory. So that there will be a glory, a glorification, so that you can testify to the Lord that, oh, I knew, I thought it was over. I thought it was the last minute for me to die, but the Lord saved me. Even I was almost sent or declared dead, but the Lord saved me. This is the word of God coming to you to encourage you that wait, or if you are waiting on the Lord, keep waiting on the Lord, because our plans are not what? His plans, and our ways can never be his ways. And I have a word from Habakkuk 2:3. And the Lord said, answered me and said to me, record the vision and inscribe it on a tablet, that the one who reads it may run. Hallelujah. And verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fall. Hallelujah. Though it tarries, we'll wait for it. For it will certainly come. It will come to pass. It will not delay in the name of Jesus. Yes, this is the word for you, as I've written it on our blog word. Habakkuk 2, verses 2 to 3. That is what the Lord says. That keep in your heart, meditate on this word, and know that he will show up as he said, and will he never do. He will do it. He has been blessing yesterday, and he's still blessing today, and he will still bless you tomorrow. So we are encouraging you this morning that the Lord says in Habakkuk 2:2-3, that your vision, whatever you have envisioned, whatever the Lord has said, he will bless you in your ministry, in your household, on your children that are going wayward. You have prayed, the Lord will answer you. The Lord will surely answer you. But do not overtake the Lord by giving up or doing or seeking other worldly help that will make your problem worse. So stay and wait on the Lord. For the vision is for what? An appointed time. That's the word of the Lord for you. And in Ecclesiastes also, there's a word that says that there is time for everything. The Lord's time is what? It's scheduled. Our time can never be the same. Our time. I had this message about 3 weeks or a month ago when I myself was meditating and was doing something. I was praying and I was still waiting on the Lord for something. And I just had it as I was going through Genesis. And that's the word the Lord spoke to me. And I know somebody also needs this message. This is my personal message that the Lord revealed to me, to my heart. So I said, let me share it with all of you, because somebody needs it. There's no giving up in this journey. It is very, very, you've gone too far to give up. No, do not make a false blessing. When the Lord says, I'm going to connect you with somebody who will bring you out, don't let somebody who just showed out in some kind of way to deceive you. No, wait on the Lord, because he is working in the field for you. He is perfecting his word. He is taking the chaff out of the wheat for you. He is working step by step, and all we need to do is that just wait, hold on unto the Lord. Hold on, and do not move. Do not turn to your left or right. Do not let people deceive you with their false blessings. And do not push a Hagar, however you pronounce it, H-A-G-G-A-R, Haggai, into your Abraham or into your situation. the situation is the Abraham, which is the blessing, the promise, God's friend that has promised that I'll bless you in blessing, I'll bless you in multiply, I'll multiply you. You will have your own seed, and the whole earth will fill with your descendants. And he, Abraham, took in Hagar. Because he could not wait. Not that he could not wait. He didn't know the plan of the Lord. We are humans, and he is the Lord. That's why he says, I'm the Lord. There's no one like him. And no one will ever, you may say you know God, but you can never know the Lord much. I mean, you can never understand his ways. He's marvelous. He does things to blow our mind. He does things to marvel us so that we can testify. So whatever you are waiting on the Lord today, we are encouraging you from Daughter of Zion World Ministry. You are a woman. You are waiting on the Lord for a child. The Lord says, wait upon me, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. The Lord told Sarah that I will come again in a year by this time, and you will conceive. So maybe the Lord haven't told you that you will come again in a year time, but your time is God's. You have to wait on God's time. There is no giving up. You have gone too far. You have prayed so much. You have waited and fasted too much to give up at this time. I encourage you to hold on to the Lord, for the Lord is a perfect God. Hold on. No matter how the situation is getting bad, be like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego when Nebuchadnezzar put them in the fire. Do not let anyone turn your mind to any other God. Or come, let me show you this place where you go and have help. No, they are going to destroy you, because people who have evil eyes, they see, and they will mess up your situation. They will push a Hagar into you. They will push you into another God or push you into something. Let's go and read our palms. That is a lie. That is a lie. It is a deception. It is a thing of the devil. What is the name of their God? This God is the only living God, the Almighty, Alpha and Omega, the creator of the creation. He is the Lord we have to wait on. So a Christian, do not turn to other gods by going to read your palms. It is not right. It is not of God. It is spiritism. That is what it is. And it is not a Holy Spirit that works that. It is the devil's work. So stay and wait on the Lord. Do not do any quick measure and overtake the Lord. Otherwise, you add more sorrows to your situation. Do not add more sorrows to your situation. Wait, be in wait of the Lord. And the Lord will surely answer you. He is a yes and amen God. There have never been any place that the Lord lied to his people. He does not lie. He's a holy God. He never lies. He never lied to me. There's a song that says, the Lord never lies. He never lies to me. And I want to play to you that may this word or this song encourage you, so that by the time we come back, we will continue. So enjoy this song and let it be a blessing to you. It says, the Lord never lies, as part of this message. The Lord will never lie. Wait on the Lord and do not ask how, because your how cannot bring the solution. Your how will cause you to think of plans and ways that are not of God. But if you wait and listen attentively to the voice of the Holy Spirit, then you will make it. You will make it. You will succeed. The race will get to its end in a very good way. So wait upon the Lord. Enjoy the song in the name of Jesus. Be blessed.
Situations, it's not because they didn't happen, it's because they've been stubborn for so long. It's happening here. Yes. It's happening here. The fire of God is coming. You cannot lie to me. You cannot lie to me. Because you are the Lion of Judah. You cannot lie. So when the doctor tells you that you are ill, tell the doctor, thank you very much, and take your word and say, you cannot lie to me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for not lying to us. He is a holy God. He is a mighty God. He never lied to us. He cannot lie to us. It is impossible for God to lie because he's holy. Every word written in the holy book is holy. That's why it says it's a holy book. It's the holy book, the book of life. And if men should hear and serve him, then their ways will be prosperous. So let's stick to the Lord. Let's wait upon the Lord. And in Ephesians 3:20, that says, our God is an able God. He is so able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we can think or ask of. Whatever we think or ask of. So his ability is above our thinking. His capability, his ability to bless us. His plan of the blessed is above our imagination. It's above our thought. Our thought of the blessing. Maybe you are thinking God says I'll bless you. You are prophesying in your life that God is going to bless you. You think it's some 1 million or some houses. No. The blessing or that favor is not just that money. I've got to a point that blessing is not just money. It's not about money. But when God favor you to see something that a prophet cannot see, favor of a revelation, favor, divine revelation, divinity of favor. Favor that he will grant you the grace to do something that is so impossible. That is what, to me, I call blessing. I want something that is beyond this world. So yearn for that and wait on the Lord. Yours could be a healing, a marriage, a children, whatever it is. But everyone have something that the Lord has put in your heart that you are doing, that he was going to bless it. He's going to help you. He will grant you help. For his name's sake, he will help you. He will lead you beside still waters. He will never let you be ashamed because of his name's sake. He will bless you. You will never be forsaken. If you are the righteous of God, he does not forsake his righteous. His grace will be sufficient for you. So be encouraged. Ephesians 3:20 says, our God, he's able. He's an able God. He's able. That's all I keep saying, that God is able to fulfill his word. It is our inability to wait on him, and we give up so quickly and turn to other places for our source. Let the Holy God of Israel be your source. Let the God Almighty, the Lord of hosts, be your source, and you will see his glory. We cannot force his hand on something. If it's not in his will, it won't come. But whatever he has willed for you, according to his purpose in you, he will do it. He will do it. Even if it's left for the last day for you to die or to perish, he will do it. He will do it so that his name will be glorified. The Lord does not forsake his righteous. So if you are waiting on the Lord, I encourage you this morning to keep waiting on the Lord, to keep doing what you are doing for the Lord. Do not give up. It's your tithe, you are paying, pay to the Lord. If you're serving him, worshiping him, keep worshiping the Lord. Do not turn other ways. Do not add anything. There is no shortcut in the kingdom of God. The right things are done in the right way. Do it according to the will and the word of God. Find out if it's in the word of God. If it's not in the word of God, it's not in his commandment, do not do it. Because then you are driving the Lord away. His Holy Spirit does not stay in things that is contrary to him, his spirit. He will leave you. So if you want the Lord's presence to be with you all the time, as you wait on the Lord for something, as you wait on the Lord for healing, as you wait for the Lord for favor, for a job, for some marriage, for breakthrough, for something that you know in your heart that you are waiting on the Lord, keep waiting on the Lord, for his word will be performed. He says, I'm watching Jeremiah 1 verses 17 or so thereabouts. Chapter 1 down, he says, he asked Jeremiah, what do you see? And he said, I see a pot. And the next verse, he said, I'm watching my word to what? To perform it. Our God watches his word to perform. He's a performance God. Only listen and obey. Trust. Keep trusting the Lord this morning. Keep trusting the Lord. We are in the second month, in the middle. We've passed the middle. We are in the 19th of February. The Lord will perform his word. I declare that there will be a performance in your life as you have opened and trusted the Lord for favor. He will bless you. David said, I have been young and I have been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. The Lord will not forsake you because you are the righteous of the Lord. You are the righteous of the Lord. Those who trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. That will never be moved. No storm will touch you. Be firm and stable in the Lord. Whatever you are doing for the Lord, keep doing. Keep pressing on to victory, onto the victory. press on, shake it together, yes, then you get a good measure. It will be given back to you. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. If you are waiting, wait on the Lord, and the Lord will perform his word. This year is a year of testimonies, many, many testimonies, unto those that trust and wait on the Lord. Into those that trust and wait on the Lord. Sometimes he will just stretch you so that you know he can trust you for his blessing. He can trust you with some dollars of money. He can trust you with his church. He can trust you with this. So it's a wait. Do not ask how, because our plan cannot be God's plan. The vision is written. Wait. The time, the appointed time is coming. The appointed time is God's time. It is not your time. The appointed time is his plan and how it's going to work. It is not our plan. Let not the human mind and our own intelligence overtake what God is planning, so that there will be a false blessing. Do not push a false blessing into your life, so that when the actual blessing comes, just as Abraham did, we receive Hagar, he bore Ishmael, and when Sarah now bore Isaac, there was a little confusion, rival. Then the actual blessing has come, but there is issues. So Ishmael have to go. So wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. This is the word of the Lord that is strongly in my spirit to share with you. That wait on the Lord. The Lord will perform his word. There shall be a performance, as he said, and will he not do. He will perform his word on your life. He will heal you. He will bless you. He will take you to the next step by his grace. His grace is sufficient. No matter how weak you are to the floor, may the Lord strengthen you. Commit your soul, your spirit into the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit be your guide, so that he'll give you strength. He'll give you strength. And 2 Corinthians 12:9 says that, and my grace shall be sufficient for you. It says, let me read it. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Jesus Christ will rest upon me. Hallelujah. So take this word as we close this message of encouragement. The Lord will strengthen you. His strength is sufficient. If you trust him, if your ways or your doings are of the Lord, his Holy Spirit will strengthen you. He will strengthen you in your weakness. Do not be weak and give in to the devil. Do not be weak and return to your old days. No, that is a shortcut, and there is no light in it. There is no prosperity in it. There is nothing. Even if there's prosperity, it does not last. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow. It is only the blessings of the Lord that is complete and perfect. It is complete and adds no sorrow. It is to the finish. It lasts forever. So wait on the blessing of the Lord this morning, and that is the word of the Lord to you from Daughter of Zion World Ministry. And I want to end with a prayer. Father, I thank you for this message. May the Lord bless you. I bless you as you listen to this message. May it be a blessing to your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Keep doing what you are doing for the Lord, and the Lord will show up for you. Never go down to anybody. Don't give up to Nebuchadnezzar, as in Daniel chapter 5 says, that when Nebuchadnezzar said they should serve his God, and they refused. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they refused and said, if we have a God in heaven, who will deliver us. But let it be known to you, O king, that even if our God does not hear and deliver us, we will not bow down to your God. So the Lord says he will bless you. Even if he says, I'm coming back 1 year that you will be conceived, and 1 year has come and you have not conceived, do not give up. Do not bow down to anyone's voice, any demonic voice. I cancel every plan of the devil in your life in the name of Jesus. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. I declare the word of the Lord that says that his riches make his blessings make complete. His blessings add no sorrow. It make rich and add no sorrow. I declare that word in Proverbs in your life, that the Lord will perfect his word in your life. The Lord will perform his word, as he said to Jeremiah, that he's watching his word to perform it. I declare the favor of the Lord upon your life, that you will never lack. You will lend in the season of famine. You will never borrow. In the season of hustling, you will have much, so much. you will be good. You will be doing great things for the Lord. You will never hustle for money or hustle for anything. You will be healed. I declare healing of the Lord unto your life. May the healing of the Lord touch you if you are looking for healing. May the healing of the Lord touch your soul. Any emotional sickness, emotional pain, physical abuse, anything, may the Lord's hand touch you and heal you and restore back to you your life. As you wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord, for there is no other way. There is no other way but the way of the Lord. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord, remember, make rich and added no sorrows to it. The blessings of the Lord are complete. Keep waiting on the Lord and do not ask how and let that question push you into a false blessing. As Sarai pushed Hagar onto Abraham, where at the end of the day, Isaac came and there were problems. Do not push a false blessing. Wait on the covenant blessing. The covenant blessing is that when the Lord says, I am going to bless you with a child of your blood, you will wait upon the Lord and not your own voice or not any weakness. May the strength of the Lord be perfected in you. May the Lord strengthen you in your weakness. May the Lord grant you the grace of wisdom so that you will be wise enough to wait upon the Lord. In the name of Jesus. May the blessings of the Lord overshadow you so that your ears will not even hear what the world is saying. You are hearing only what the Lord says about you. You are blessed. You are most blessed of the Lord. You are a chosen generation. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the grace of God be with you. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bless you.